Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 333, Our Refuge and Strength. Psalm 46:1. Listen carefully. God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble. That is not a small promise. That is a declaration the psalmist made in the middle of a shaking world, and he knew exactly what there he was saying. Notice the word choice. He does not say, God gives us a refuge. He says, God is the refuge. There is no separate structure you need to find first, no address you have to reach before the covering begins. It is His very presence, His presence itself, that shelters you. When you run to God, you are not running to a location. You are running to a person. And alongside refuge comes the word strength. They appear in the same breath because they are not two separate things. They are two sides of the same help. God is not only the place where you hide when the weight becomes too much. He is the source that equips you to go back out and face what is waiting. Whoever runs into that refuge does not come out the same. They come out stronger than they went in. And then comes that phrase, a very present help. The Hebrew carries the sense of a help abundantly found, not a rare help, hard to locate, slow to arrive. Not a God who is busy with other things. A God who is already in the middle of the trouble before you even get there. He is not waiting for you to knock. He is already inside. But look at what the verse does not say. It does not say there will be no trouble. Biblical faith is not the illusion of a storm-free life. It is not a promise of clear skies while everyone around you suffers. It is an anchor that holds precisely when the storm arrives. The presence of God does not remove the difficulty. It sustains you inside it. And in Jesus, all of this took on a face. The word refuge received a voice, hands, and scars. On the cross, Jesus entered the deepest trouble a human being can face, abandonment, agony, death, so that you and I would never have to face final separation from God. He paid the price of that shelter with His own life. So when you run to Him today, you are not running to someone who does not know what suffering feels like. You are running to the one who went all the way down into trouble and came back alive. That changes everything. And because it changes everything, here is the call for today. Concrete, clear, and right now. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the first demand of the day finds you, name one real worry. One you know you will carry with you into this day. Do not make it small. The one that actually weighs on you. Say the verse out loud. God, You are my refuge and my strength. And then hand that worry to Him by name. Speak its name. This is not an empty ritual. It is an act of trust. It is you saying, I will not carry this alone. I am stepping into the refuge before I step into the day. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.